Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter, and my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that you will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
So I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come and call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front, and the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself, and bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in Symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help. And I hope you'll call Symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, great evening, and welcome to Root Cause Radio. We are super excited to have each and every one of you on the line listening with us tonight. My name is Bella Marie. I will actually be turning the mic over shortly to tonight's host, Miss Angel Delight. But if you are new to the program, or even if you've been with us before, we want to give you a couple of quick reminders so that you can always take advantage of the information we share here. Root Cause Radio is sponsored by the American School of Symptometry. As a matter of fact, our past podcast can be found at rootcauseradio.com. Again, that website is rootcauseradio.com, and that is where you will find health tips, upcoming events, as well as past podcasts. In fact, if you'd have to hop off the phone and you're listening online, rootcauseradio.com would be playing the broadcast right now for you as well. So you always have that option in flexibility. Past show topics include overcoming sickle cell. We've done several podcasts on the different kinds of cancer, be it breast cancer, liver cancer. We've even done pancreatic cancer. We've also covered asthma health issues concerning children as well. In fact, later this month, as you may know, April is Autism Awareness Month, so don't be surprised if you see us covering that topic either as well. It is truly a delight to be with each and every one of you on the air tonight. And in case you have not checked out Root Cause Radio, I'll tell you just a little bit more about our sponsors. The American School of Symptometry is the only authorized teaching and training arm of Root Cause Therapeutics. As a matter of fact, we now have some no-cost e-courses that you can take advantage of and that you can access it by going to the site rootcauseradio.com. There are some general courses that will help you in terms of food selection and meal preparation. And then there are also some more advanced courses as well, which will, in fact, have additional benefits in terms of actually overcoming specific diseases and illnesses. The American School of Symptometry is a full online university, and so people who take advantage of the courses there, like yourself, busy professionals, family caregivers, even have the flexibility of doing the online programming and choosing the different paths, not just to become a licensed symptometrist or doctor of symptometry, but even to become a certified health coach as well. So we are excited to have those offerings available to our listeners and to our overall health community. Today's topic, winning women's health strategies, right? Winning strategies for women's health. Who do you know looking for effective natural health solutions? Fibroids, infertility, miscarriage, endometriosis, PMS, and even just traumatic menstrual cycles, you would want to go ahead and share this replay with us, with them. Again, you can give them the dial-in number, and then you can also go ahead and give them the podcast website, rootcauseradio.com. There is some information out there that is very, very popular, promoted by nutritionists, and it is valuable. However, it does not support optimal cellular health in terms of overcoming and even preventing some of these issues. So we're very excited to have our listeners on today, and we're very grateful for our special guests who will be joining us in just a moment. But to our new listeners as well as our previous listeners, thank you. And just a few general house rules, if you will. This is an interactive platform, so you can go ahead and dial the number one on your phone, dial the number one on your phone so that you can go ahead and ask a question or even post a comment in the chat. So, ladies and gentlemen, And I was getting some messages that the sound went out. So, callers, thank you for bearing with us with the technical difficulties. I was actually just introducing our guest for tonight, the founder of Symptometry, also the founder of the American School of Symptometry, Dr. Maxwell Narte. Did not set out as a career goal or ambition to launch a revolutionary all-natural healthcare service, but we are so glad that his personal health journey led him to this point. Symptometry, originator of Root Cause Therapeutics, has been serving and helping people for well over two decades now, and we are very excited to have him on the air with us as we share, discuss, and explore winning strategies for optimal women's health. Without further ado, our guest, the man of the hour, Dr. Maxwell Narte. Welcome to Root Cause Radio.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Well, you are so welcome. And again, it is a pleasure and an honor to have you with us here tonight. So our topic, women's health strategies, we kind of have a wide range of topics to cover. And these are health issues, health concerns that have been texted in, messaged in through the Symptometry Facebook page, as well as things that are concerning the general public, right? So I'm going to go through these one by one, and I want to thank you, in fact, for joining us to help our listeners overcome quite a few of these health challenges, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So our first question, in promoting and understanding women's health, a lot of the information that our listeners are able to access online are about foods to consume and foods to avoid for energy. For example, nuts are really promoted heavily in terms of being a great source of protein and energy, there are quite a few others. So rather than go through the list of what is already out there, Dr. Narte, could you highlight, two or three, if people are going to start with their diet, two or three of the key foods that women should either include or avoid if they are battling challenges like, heavy traumatic menstrual cycles or even fibroids? Dr. Narte?
Well, the very first food to include will be ginger, because ginger is very, very rich in zinc and very, very rich in pyridoxamine, which is vitamin B6, very potent vitamin B6. And the combination of zinc, copper, and pyridoxamine in ginger is excellent not only to produce cortisol but also to help produce ATP, adenosine triphosphate. This ATP is very good for energy. It's the energy holder, it's the energy storehouse, and there is a lot. There are a lot of ATPs that ginger produces. The second food that must be included is okra. If you can get okra. It's very slimy. Many people don't like okra because it's very slimy, but they are missing out on something very important, which is zinc. Okra is very, very rich in zinc and copper. So you have zinc and copper coming from okra. You have zinc and copper coming from ginger. You have two excellent energy boosters. You don't need any sodas. You don't need any sodas because there are too many sugars in it. Another very important reason for recommending okra and ginger is inflammation. They have anti-inflammatory agents. Cortisol is anti-inflammatory. And if you have enough of cortisol coming from okra and from ginger, you'll be able to prevent endometriosis. Endometriosis, what is it? It is the inflammation of the endometrium. Endometriosis occurs in women who have not had cortisol in their endometrium for 5 years, 10 years. So what else do you expect the endometrium to do? It will be inflamed. It is this inflammation that is called endometriosis. You may have other inflammations. You may have inflammation in the breast. This could be mastitis. And it is very, very painful. You could have inflammation of the womb, inflammation of the uterus. It's called metritis. You may have inflammation of the whole pelvic girdle. You know, it is called PID, you know, pelvic inflammatory disease. Why do you subject yourself to these inflammations when all you have to do is eat one food and one beverage? The beverage is ginger and the food is okra. The foods to avoid, it's very important that you take note of this, because we all need energy, because we are matter and matter is energy. What we have to avoid are the foods that will rob us of this energy. One of them is nuts. Nuts. There is a lot of mold of fungi. Singular is fungus. Fungi in mold. And what do molds do? They destroy the energy holders. They destroy ATP. As a result, you'll be tired all the time. You'll be tired even after a meal. After a meal, you have to sleep for about 30 minutes or 1 hour before you can go to work, or before you can concentrate again or have your focus back. The second food that you must avoid, this is very difficult, but, well, I have to say it. Coffee. Coffee is a beverage, but it's considered a food. It's a beverage. What is in coffee? There's a poison in coffee called theobromine. A poison is a poison. What does a poison do? It denatures enzymes. It destroys enzymes. The very first essential that our body produces are enzymes, because the force of gravity slows down everything. So our cells decided that in order to speed up biochemical reactions in our body, they must produce enzymes. And then what are you doing? You are destroying these enzymes by drinking coffee. All these coffee drinkers are drinking coffee because they don't have enough energy. So by drinking 5 cups of coffee, they think they will have more energy. Well, they are making a big mistake. There are chemicals in coffee that will remove water from their cells, dehydration, and cause dehydration. What can you produce without water? Nothing. Nothing. So stay away from coffee. And if you want an energy booster, I've already given you 2 foods to boost your energy. If you have many additional problems, you call symptometry. So these are the 2 foods or items that will boost energy: ginger and okra, and the 2 items that will siphon off energy will be nuts because of the mold, and coffee because of the poison called theobromine. Thank you.
Okay, you are so welcome. So, yeah, so the temporary boost people are getting from the caffeine in coffee is literally temporary because of the of the theobromide in that. That's putting us at a disadvantage long term. So, Dr. Nate, you know, you have opened up a can of worms in terms of questions here from our audience. So I'm going to just share this quick one with you, if you don't mind. So previously, there are some items, and here's a question for the audience, that there are some items, coffees that come with natural herbs, berry supplements that are supposed to enrich the quality of the coffee. And so this listener specifically wants to know if Ganoderma mushroom, goji berry, or cordyceps added to coffee, like added to the coffee, or even made with the coffee, would help minimize the effect of the theobromide in any way.
Well, the goji berry and the cordyceps are good at mitigating, lessening the effect of caffeine. Caffeine is totally different from theobromine. A poison is a poison. Okay? So what you have to do is, depending on who is brewing the coffee, who is preparing the coffee, if the amount of goji berry or cordyceps is higher, is higher, if the amount is bigger or larger than the amount of coffee in the beverage, then you have a better chance of neutralizing theobromine by about just 40 to 50%, but the poison, the rest of the poison still remains there. So for this reason, for instance, okay, you will not have the person who drinks this kind of a beverage will not experience dry skin, dry lips, dry feet, or dry palms as a person who drinks the full blast of the coffee, where there is no cordyceps and no goji berry involved. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Miss Cindy in Ohio, there's your answer. And then we have another question connected to this. And so CNN and a few other news sources recently released an article about the coffee needing to come with a warning label, because when the beans itself are roasted, one of the chemicals produced and that stays with the coffee is acrylamide. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, Dr. Narty.
Acrylamide.
Yes, thank you so much. So coffee comes with its own poison, theobromide, and then there's another poison produced when the beans itself are roasted. So definitely eye-opening information.
The reason you have acrylamide is because you have the oil. You have the oil in the coffee bean reacting with the poison called theobromine, and in this intense heat you have the result that is produced. The result is acrylamide. Oil plus poison equals acrylamide in the presence of intense heat. Thank you.
You are welcome. So, well, I am so excited we have the option of adding ginger and okra to our menu, as well as the therapeutic ginger drink, Symptometry's therapeutic ginger drink. The recipe is available on YouTube and on the website as well. So thank you for making that available to our listeners. Dr. Narte, our next question is about breast health. And I know you cover this topic a little bit in your book. Actually, I think you have at least one chapter on it in your book, The Path to Optimal Women's Health. Okay, I actually got my copy from Amazon. So I want to ask this question from our listeners in terms of breast changes and problems. The question is, there is tenderness or sometimes swelling that can assume to come with age and not necessarily be diagnosed at anything when it's at a medical when a medical exam is done, right? They'll just say, well, we'll keep an eye on it. And this caller wants to know, what is the cause of changes in breast health, and is there anything we can do to protect and restore breast health before being medically diagnosed with an issue?
Yes. The breast consists of very, very compact and dense tissue. We have the fat cells, the adipose tissue, very, very dense. You have the glands, the milk secreting glands, very dense. You have the prolactin area that is very dense. Then you have circulation. Then you have the lymphatic system. All these are packed in the small area. Okay? So the least congestion will cause a lot of backup. This backup will produce a ripple effect that will affect different parts of the breast. And if the congestion is not removed and the person consumes something that has a tumor region. A tumor region is something that causes a tumor. What causes a tumor? It is an agent or a product that makes the cells trip when they are dividing. As they are tripping, they are falling on each other, and then they become. I mean, the process of cell division becomes so chaotic, so awkward, that you soon have a tumor or a lump in the breast. So when you go and take your shower, you know, play with your breast a little bit. You know, squeeze it and see if there is a lump in there, if there is tenderness in there, if it's very, very hard to the touch, if there is pain, and also watch your nipples. Observe your nipples. Do you have tiny ulcers around your nipples? Is your left nipple itching? Does it itch? If the nipple itches, then you have a problem. You cannot do anything about it. You have to call symptometry, because we have particulates that ionize the debris in the nipples, so that the nipple stops itching. Even men, I've treated men who complain of very itchy nipples. So it's not just women. Men also have this problem called symptometry. Your gynecologist cannot help you. They will say, use this cream, use this lotion. All this is nothing but an illusion. This is nothing but an illusion. You call symptometry. Now you have symptometry for your breast health. The breast needs to be ionized from time to time. And then when you place something in the microwave to heat it, please don't place it in styrofoam and don't place it in plastic. Don't do it, because when the plastic is being heated, some of the resin in the plastic will begin to migrate into the food. If you eat it, you are going to predispose yourself to a tumor. This is how many people get tumors. Many women get tumors in their breasts because they don't know how to use a microwave. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're taking notes, when you use a microwave, make sure you're not heating your items in plastic or styrofoam, so glass or ceramic only. There were so many different nuggets in that answer, Dr. Narte. I know our listeners are going to have to hear this episode again at rootcauseradio.com. Thank you for being so transparent with the information and the knowledge that you have to share. Our next question comes in the area of reproductive health, specifically with women. You touched on this issue earlier, but reproductive health specifically with women. A lot of women live with spotting and bleeding within periods, and even itching or pain during sexual intercourse, and even just painfully traumatic menstruations, okay? So, again, this is another area that you touch on and provide insight on in your book, The Path to Optimal Women's Health. But for our listeners who don't have the book, if a woman is experiencing challenges with her menstrual cycle, are these irregularities with her monthly cycle a sign of a bigger health problem, or is that just part of the price of being a woman? Dr. Narte?
There is no such thing as a price of being a woman. Being a woman is not a punishment. Being a woman is not a penalty. Being a woman is not something that you came into this world to pay for. Being a woman is just a gender. What we have to do is we have to know how to treat women properly so that they do not have the health problems that they are having now. It is not normal for a woman to have PMS. It is not normal, you know, to roll on the floor, to be in pain just because your menses are coming. No. You don't do that. All the cramps that are occurring because of menstruation are occurring because you are eating the wrong foods and your pituitary gland is not releasing enough of the hormones that will help and facilitate menstruation. A gynecologist will not help you. Only symptometry can, because we have done this several times. The very first thing you must do is, in order to allow your pituitary gland to keep releasing all your menstrual hormones or your female hormones, you should not eat ice cream. Stay away from dairy products. Milk products are dairy products. Stay away from them, because the casein in milk will make it very difficult for some of the proteins in muscles to slide by and to be activated, and this is what will cause cramps. We have muscle proteins like titin, dystrophin. If they are not able to slide past or they are not activated at that time, because casein in milk is blocking their use, you have serious menstrual cramps. This has nothing to do with This has nothing to do with being a woman. It has to do with the foods that you were not supposed to eat and you were eating. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm so glad to hear you put the response that way, Dr. Narte, because if I can just be transparent with our audience, this is actually something that I experienced and overcame with Symptometry's help as well. And I remember specifically it was probably my late teens, early 20s, and sharing this issue with my doctor at the time. And, you know, she mentioned, well, you know, birth control pills, many women who take birth control pills often report the benefit of having a less traumatic menstrual cycle. So that could be something that you could try, and I'll prescribe them for you if you want. But I also knew from my own research that taking birth control pills over a longer period of time can actually make it more difficult for you to get pregnant when you are ready to conceive and start a family of your own. So I was personally very happy to find Symptometry and have a solution that did not impact my ability or my chances of having children in the future. So I want to thank you for answering that question. I know it'll definitely help a lot of women who are listening tonight as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, oh, you're welcome. Well, as we wrap up, Dr. Narte, again, we have covered quite a few topics in terms of energy, in terms of menstrual cycles, in terms of breast health. You've tackled, given our listeners solutions for endometriosis, things to include, things to avoid as well. As we close out today's podcast, again, I want to encourage our listeners, this is just a short, short show. If you have questions or concerns for yourself or a loved one, you really want to take advantage of that private 15-minute health consultation. You can reach Symptometry headquarters at 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. And the team there will be able to help you. Dr. Narte, in our closing comments tonight, so often women are the primary caregivers for their families as well as even for, you know, older family members, older relatives who end up needing additional support as well too. And with so many things on the plate, it can be almost too easy to forget to take care of yourself. So I want to thank you for sharing the information that you shared tonight. But I'd also want you to leave our listeners with some tools and nuggets for not forgetting your own health. And I ask you, because even though you are not a woman, right, you do research for root cause therapeutics, you have your own family, you do consultations and prescriptions, you do speaking engagements, you teach at the school, the American School of Symptometry. So like many of our listeners, you have a lot on your plate. So please leave our listeners with a few key steps and strategies that they can employ in their own lives so they do not let their own health slip as they're taking care of everyone else.
Well, the very first thing is learn to be in a positive mood, because stress is very, very damaging. Stress is very damaging. Don't let what is happening to the next person get to you. Find a way to ward it off. Find a way to ward it off. And if you cannot be in a positive mood, this means that your health will take a big, big hit. That is not good. You have to be strong in order to provide assistance to the person who needs you. And to be strong, what you have to do is find time to eat. Find the time to eat. Worrying does not feed the cells. Worrying all the time does not feed the cells. We are solution providers. We are solution makers. We are providers of answers. Find a way to be creative to turn every problem into a solution. If people say, oh, it's easier said than done. Well, do you know how many problems we have solved until today? Do you know how many problems we have solved? Okay? Those who are 50 years old have solved problems for 49 years. Those who are 70 years old have been solving problems for 69 years. So we are problem solvers. Have this in mind and always make sure that you are able to solve in every problem and every challenge every challenge must be met squarely. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Maxwell Nade, for joining us tonight and for leaving our listeners with those nuggets. One, keep a positive perspective on whatever comes your way, and two, face those problems squarely. Three, find a way to de-stress and decompress before it takes a toll on your health. I know walking 30 minutes a day is an excellent strategy, especially if you get to do it outside. But we are creative beings, and we have so much at our disposal to create relief in our own environment. So thank you again for the nuggets you shared on tonight's podcast. Powerful, powerful information. I would not be surprised if people were calling 708-691-4977 for their own private health consultation in overcoming these health issues discussed here today or some other concern. Dr. Maxwell Nade, it's been a pleasure to have you on the air. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. And to our loyal listeners, thank you again for sharing a bit of your evening with us. Root Cause Radio is live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And you can find this episode and many other replays at www.rootcauseradio.com. That's www.rootcauseradio.com. We appreciate you and look forward to having you join us again next week.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.